Philippians chapter number 1. I almost said chapter number 2. Hopefully, maybe here for long, we can say chapter number 2. I don't know. I hope, and I mean this, I hope and pray you're enjoying the study just verse by verse. And it sure has been a blessing to me. The Bible said here in verse number 27, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. Now here's what Paul wanted to hear. He wanted to hear that they stood fast, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. Let's pray for a moment. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for our precious people that have gathered to hear the word of God tonight. I pray, Father, that you will meet every need. Bless each one that's come this way tonight. God, those that wanted to be here and were not able to be here, I pray you'd bless them. I pray, Lord, you'd touch and heal those that are sick. I pray, Lord, for those that are still out in sin, God, that you would just help them, Lord, to come to you before it's too late. Come to Calvary, be saved by the grace of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We are pick up here in verse number 27. I guess a couple Wednesday nights back, we talked about that conversation as it becomes the gospel. There's many things that are becoming to the gospel and many things that are not becoming to the gospel. And then Paul said, whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit. I'm just going to say this about last Wednesday night, as I was sharing from the Word of God last Wednesday night, what the Holy Spirit did in my heart was he said this. He said, are you going to talk about standing or are you going to stand? I didn't plan on saying what I said last Wednesday night, but God had other plans, amen? Yeah. And I just had to, some way or another, let you know where that I stand and why that I stand there. But tonight, God has, a blessing in store for us tonight. And we're going to move on to this one spirit. He said, I want you to stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. I love it when the Lord gives me something that I call fresh. And I believe the Lord has given me a thought tonight that is to classify it would be unusual. There's nothing new under the sun, but I believe the Lord has given me a thought as I was going around and opening doors and turning lights on and opening the church up tonight. The Lord spoke to my heart about something, and I believe that you'll agree with me, and we'll look at it together. Let's start looking at some scripture here. First of all, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 17. We're going to look at several passages of scripture. Then I want to bring a thought. We'll probably not get any further than this one little thought tonight about one spirit. We have a business meeting tonight. Is that correct? I believe that's right. Okay. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse number 17. The Bible said, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. He said, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 13. The Bible said here, for by one spirit are we. Now what's that next word? All. Everybody got in the same way. Everybody that got in at Calvary. And the same Holy Ghost baptized every one of us into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have made all to drink into one spirit. There's that word all again. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? I get tickled. Somebody sent me a text last week. Who was it? Somebody sent me a text. I can't remember who it was. If they're here, they'll be grinning right quick. But they said they were aching all over. Somebody had the flu, I guess, and was aching all over. I'm trying to remember who it was. I can't remember who it was. But I sent them a text back, and I told them to take a hammer and hit their thumb. Hit it hard. And I said, I will guarantee you, you won't be aching all over. Amen. That thumb, when it goes to throbbing, it'll take that ache away from everything else. Amen. Well, you'll get that after a while. How many knows that's right? I used to work in steel. Amen. And it's amazing how you can drop a piece of steel on your foot and it'll make you sick at your stomach. But it works that way. Amen. It works that way. Miss Eve was helping me one time. We were working over here at the Christian school. We were underpinning some module classrooms over there. Brother John, I had one of them framing nailers hooked up to air, and I was toenailing that salt-treated framing together, and that nail went in, evidently hit something, and turned and came out and stuck through the web on Miss Eve's hand. You shouldn't treat your help like that. Say amen. My wife looked at me and said, what are we going to do? I said, turn your head and grit your teeth. And I pulled it out, amen. And we cleaned it up, bandaged it up. It's a wonder we're still married, ain't it? Amen, the way I treat her, amen. But listen, that I guarantee if she had a pain anywhere else, that right there helped her to forget about it for a little while, amen. And the Bible said here, we're all many members, but we're in one body. Ephesians chapter 2, I'm really trying to get to a thought tonight, but I want to show you these scriptures about one spirit. In Ephesians chapter 2, in verse number 18, Ephesians chapter number 2, and verse number 18. I want to say this before I go on and read this passage of Scripture. You're looking at a pastor that believes every member of the body is important. I don't look at the body of Christ and see big I's and little U's. Well, we can make it without them, but we can't make it without them. I don't believe that's right. Amen. Amen. My little toe might be my little toe, but it has an important function with my body. Amen. And I believe it's that way in the body of Christ. Look here in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 18. He said, For through him, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Brother Brian, when we knelt around the altar a while ago, and people, some didn't come to the altar, some can't kneel, and some prayed in their seats. Without the Spirit of God, that one Spirit, nothing left this room and went before the Father. Amen? I mean, that's how much we depend on Him. Amen? And that one Spirit, as Paul said, I wanted to hear about you striving together, one mind and one Spirit. That's what he wanted to hear about the church at Philippi. Look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 4 through verse number 7. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 4 through verse number 7. The Bible said, there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But verse 7 said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. You can study this out. We won't do it tonight. You can study it out over in the book of Corinthians, that it's the Lord that administers the gifts within the body. I think maybe Brother Brian made mention of something that really stuck in my heart. Brother Grizzle said several months ago, he said, God gives the body of Christ everything that that body needs to function and to get the job done that God wants that body to carry out. And I do believe that. Amen. And it was a wonderful thought. And it's a premise that's taught in the Word of God. Look at Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 1. I can quote that verse. I quoted it for years. And that verse says, let brotherly love continue. And I don't know of a better way to let brotherly love continue than to walk in one spirit as one body, striving together for the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. You remember in Genesis chapter 13, I think I made mention of this last week, but I want to turn there and read it. Genesis chapter number 13 and verse number 8. There was a time in the life of Abram. I'm not sure at this time if he's already Abraham or not. Maybe he is. But Abram and Lot, or Abraham and Lot, of course, being the same person, just two different little timetables there. And in Genesis chapter 13 and verse number 8, let's listen to what the Word of God said here. The Bible said he's still Abram. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen. And I like this. I want everybody to read this last four words with me. For we be brethren. That ought to be reason enough right there, shouldn't it? Amen. That's what Abram said. He said, we be brethren. How did we get to be brethren? One spirit, one baptism, one body, one Lord, one faith. And I believe that's important tonight. Now, I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Amos. I want to try to paint a truth tonight that I believe, Brother Jones was here, and I told him how God brought me and told him the message the Lord gave me when he brought me to this church. And Brother Jones looked at me and he said, Brother Vinoy, he said, you didn't get that out of the commentary. He said, I've read them all. Now, I don't know about that as far as I know. I haven't read them all. He said, I've read them all. I gave him that thought about how the pastor, the shepherd, needs the sheep. All kinds of preaching going on how sheep need a shepherd. I've heard that all my life. Amen. And like I said, there's nothing new under the sun, but the Lord gave me that thought that night out there on the parking lot, how that the shepherd needs the sheep. Now, the Lord gave me a thought this evening, and I want to share it with you and see if you agree with it. If you don't, that's okay. We'll still be friends. But in Amos chapter number 3, the Bible said, can two walk together except they be agreed? Until Brother John, an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, I only had one answer for that. I really did. And if you would ask me that at 5 o'clock this afternoon, if you would have said, preacher, according to Amos over there in chapter number 3 and verse number 3, the Bible asks a question, can two walk together except they be agreed? My answer would have been a flat no. No, you can't walk together except you be agreed. But I'm going to tell you something. The Lord dealt in my heart and showed me something. And I believe that he'll show us all tonight, and I'll give it to you. Let's turn over in our Bibles, if you will, to the book of Ephesians for just a moment. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 4. Let me see if I can paint this picture and paint this truth and see if you're in agreement with it tonight. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Paul's talking about one spirit. I've got several examples in the Word of God. The Bible said in verse number 30 of Ephesians chapter 4, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Everybody listening tonight? I ask you a question. How many's been saved longer than a year? Amen. 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 How many's been saved longer than 10 years? How many's been saved longer than 20 years? How many's been saved longer than 30 years? I'd put my hand down right there. Tim, you're old, buddy. Amen. Been saved longer than 30 years. How many been saved longer than 40 years? Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question. Think about this for just a minute. Please stay with me. How many in those years of being saved have ever grieved the Holy Ghost? We Well, we ain't got too many volunteers. We got a few. How many's ever grieved the Holy Ghost? Maybe had some bitterness or some clamor or some evil speaking or something down in your heart, or you thought something, amen, or you did something, or you reacted in a way that you know grieved the Holy Ghost. Right? I'll ask you this question. Were you still walking together? What about that, Brother Ralph? What about that? He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll go with you all the way. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of y'all are married? You know where this is going, don't you? The example got here just in time. I believe they're still going home together. Amen. I hope and pray they are anyway. Amen. Amen. I'll let you borrow a gun if you don't shoot him. Amen. Now, think about that for just a moment. How many knows it's better to walk in agreement together? It's better. In other words, the Holy Spirit of God is never going to agree with something in my life that's wrong. Never. Never. He's never going to change his mind about wrong. Amen. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it ever was wrong, it still is wrong. If it ever was right, it still is right. We're in agreement there, right? But can two walk together except they be agreed? Not only did I think about Amos and think about the book of Ephesians and the Holy Spirit that lives in us and walks with us, but there's another passage that came to my mind. Let me show it to you. Turn over to the book of Hebrews, please. The book of Hebrews. I know this. I've been down this road 28 years, Brother Brian, and I never heard anything like this taught out of this Bible. Amen. And if I'm wrong, God will show me I'm wrong. But right now, I feel like I'm right. I feel like that there have been times I've grieved the Holy Ghost, but He didn't leave me. He still went with me. I remember that passage we read over there. If I made my bed in hell, behold, He's with me. Amen. I can't get away from Him. So we're walking. Notice this. In the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, Hebrews, James, and Peter. You say, preacher, I don't understand why the Lord put this on your heart. I believe I do. In verse number 17, let me back up to verse number 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I didn't plan on reading that, but I believe the Lord had us right there. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Right, notice verse 7. He said, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He said in verse 9, be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Let's go drop down to verse 15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Now look at verse 17. In verse number 7, He said, remember them which have the rule over you. In verse number 17, He said, obey them which have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable. Now watch this. It didn't say it was unprofitable for the pastor, but it said it's unprofitable for you. Watch this. Hear me well right here. Here's what I want you to see. We can walk together whether we agree or not. But I'm going to tell you this. A pastor's heart can be grieved just like the Holy Ghost's heart can be grieved. Can y'all see that parallel right there? We can walk together whether we agree or not. You see that? I was thinking about this, Brother Hughes. It's kind of a dumb illustration, but I pick on you all the time. I'm all time. You can ask these men. I'm trying to save the church money. Ain't it, Brother Hughes? I mean, I try to. I mean, they wanted $800 to bring that carpet down here from Lexington. And it started down there below Chattanooga. They sent it all the way up there. Amen. We're just trying to save the church some money. Amen. We went and got it. But this is the thing. I said to Brother Houston one day, I said, you know, I think we'll just take some of that old carpet. See, them back closets back there had that old red carpet in it. Remember? And it was all, they had I think, baptism rooms framed out in there or something. And you could see where the walls had been, the carpet had been put around it. I told Brother Houston, I said, you know, I said, man, we'll just pick out two good pieces of this old green carpet and we'll put that in them closets back there. One day, Brother Houston said, why don't we just go ahead and put that new tile, that new carpet tile in them closets? Well, I had one way of thinking about it and he had another way of thinking about it. But you know, I thought it was a good illustration, Brother Houston. I can say this tonight. When you said that, I might have thought, well, we'll just spend a little more money on a closet that ain't nobody going to see. Brother Houston sitting over there and Brother Gary thinking, then why'd you want it painted if ain't nobody going to see it? Huh? Oh. And, but here's the thing. Brother Houston, we kept on walking together, didn't we? By the grace of God, we'll keep on walking together. And then we got in another little thing. Here's the man wants to put new tile in the carpet, new carpet tile in the closet. Maybe he's wanting to pray back there one day, enter into the closet and pray. Amen. He wanted it nice. But then he said to me one day, he said, preacher, there ain't no use to take that hot water heater out there. He said, just let them put that. Am I right or am I wrong? And I just determined down in my heart, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. We didn't fall out over it, did we, brother? So there's new carpet tile in the closet, even up under the hot water heater. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. People have fell out over less. They have fallen out over less. Went over there one day. Brother Ralph, it's pick on Ralph time now. Went over there one day and I said, Brother Ralph, how about getting a crew of men together and taking that carpet up over? Brother Ralph said, I'll hire it done. You tell Kim to be expecting a check. He don't know how much we charge. Amen. Brother Ralph said, well, I'll hire it done. And then my heart just sank a little bit. And then I thought, well, if that's what we want to do, then maybe that's what we need to do. You know what I mean? And so I called Brother Stephen. He gave us a price on it. And some jumped in there and helped him anyway. He'd still be working on it if we hadn't. Amen. It was a chore. It was a job. But I'm just trying to illustrate even things, you know, Brother Brian, a great Bible school, but I'm sure everybody didn't like everything about the Bible school. But we don't have to agree on everything to keep on walking together. Does that make any sense? But if we can walk together in agreement, then we can keep from grieving one another. And if we can walk together in agreement with God's Word and God's Spirit, we can keep from grieving Him. I think that's a worthy goal, don't you? Amen. But those of you that's been around me or worked with me, you know I'm not, it's not my way or the highway. Amen. But we can go back and forth and we can be flexible on some things. Amen. But listen, I believe it's important tonight when Paul said, I want to hear that you're walking in one mind and walking in one spirit and striving together for the faith of the gospel. You know, Brother Brian, I'm going to spit this out publicly. But next year, this pastor don't want to do what we did this year as far as the Christmas play and the visitation on the same day. It just didn't work out. I mean, it just didn't work out. I mean, there were just very few that went out. So we learned, didn't we, brother? Amen. I'm just telling you, now, if it has to be that way, then that's what we'll do next year. But I'm just thinking it might be a better way, some way or another. But we got to work like that together. We just got to work back and forth together. Does everybody see that? I think that's an important lesson in the Word of God. If you'd asked me at 5 o'clock, can two walk together except they be agreed? Brother Kyle came in my office a while ago, and right after the Lord spoke to my heart about this, and I asked Brother Kyle that question. I said, can two walk together except they be agreed? He said, well, if you had asked me before the last two or three days, I'd have said no. And what the Lord had been dealing in his heart about is he's over there trying to help them in a Free Will Baptist children's home. And God's blessing that ministry. How many knows where this is going? Amen. And Brother Kyle's being used of God and God's used him in that ministry. But they don't agree on everything. Amen. Amen. But they can still walk together for the glory of God. I don't know if that blesses you tonight, but that blesses me immensely. Amen. Amen. That blesses me immensely. You say, preacher, you said, boy, it's 8 o'clock. I can't believe it's 8 o'clock. I'm just getting started. Let me share a couple of these examples with you. Then we'll go on to the next time we get together on Wednesday night. First of all, the children of Israel and Moses. Were they in agreement? Sometimes they were and sometimes they wasn't. Amen. But did they walk together for 40 years? Everybody see that? 40 years in the wilderness. Amen. How many believes Moses was grieved with them a whole lot of times? See that? But they still walked together. I tell you what, Moses loved them. Moses said, God, don't kill them, kill me. Amen. That's a great love. That's a great love. I found another example or two in the Word of God. You remember when the spies and there were 10 of them or 12 of them went in and 10 of them said, we can't do it. Two of them said, Joshua and Caleb said, yes, we can. Look at Acts chapter 15 for just a moment. And I'm going to close her down right here. I thought this was just a wonderful illustration of what I'm talking about. In Acts chapter number 15. Acts chapter 15 and verse 36. I believe it starts in verse 36. Yeah, verse 36 down through verse 41. Now, and I'll quit for tonight. The Bible said, some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought it not good to take him with them who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. So Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. Okay? Now, wait a minute. Here's what I want you to see. How many believes that Barnabas thought that John Mark did wrong when he departed from him the first time? Paul thought he did wrong too. Isn't that right? But Paul said, buddy, I ain't walking with him. He walked out on us once. Barnabas said, I will. I'm going to give him another shot at it. Hallelujah. I'm about to shout. Ain't you glad God will give us another shot at it once in a while? Amen. And then later, Brother Brian, I don't know where the text is, but Paul sent for the parchments and he said, send John Mark. Hallelujah. He changed his mind, didn't he? Amen. And I think tonight, that's a wonderful lesson just to leave right there. Amen. A wonderful lesson from the Word of God. Can two walk together except they be agreed? And I believe tonight that if that were not possible, I probably still wouldn't be in the ministry. The Spirit of God would have left me to myself. I would have already destroyed my family, destroyed my ministry, destroyed my testimony. But he just kept walking with me. Brother Johnny just kept giving me another shot at it. Just kept giving me another shot at it. I believe that one of the most precious, I don't know the word I'm looking for, characteristics of the Holy Spirit of God is the fact that he's long-suffering and he's patient. And when I read about the fruit, not fruits of the Spirit, that same Holy Spirit that lives in us helps us to be long-suffering and helps us to be patient. Amen. And we can walk together for the glory of God Almighty. How many's glad you come tonight? Amen. Amen. I hope the Lord taught us something there. I know he taught me something. I'm not much, but what I am like the Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I appreciate the Lord tonight. Father, tonight, seal these truths to our heart. As we go into our business meeting tonight, Lord, help us tonight to realize, our Father, that we can walk together. God, we don't have to grieve you and we don't have to grieve one another. Help us, our Father. And God, we'll give you glory for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.